There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and bring up anything that you want right here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it is illegal twerking in Russia or illegal dancing in New York City, that's what we talked about in the first hour. The we being me, Ian.
And Derek J.
And of course, you can get more of Derek J on his website,
FlamingFreedom.com. You should go to Flaming Freedom. For this episode, okay. I think that's the one I want to talk about.
The other one's still up, though.
Yeah, the other one's still up. But so, you should go to FlamingFreedom.com for another show.
Totally should. It's a great show. It's a once-a-week program that you and Dale and some other folks who...
Yeah, rotating guests of co-hosts.
Some more flaming than others.
Yeah, all LGBT, LMNOP, all the rest of the letters of the alphabet.
Sometimes some straight people. I've heard one or two straight co-hosts,
That's right.
Flaming Freedom. Anyway, you guys get into some real kind of sexy topics.
We talk about twerking.
More than that. A lot more than that. More than we can possibly even say on national radio, you talk about on Flaming Freedom.
Right.
At FlamingFreedom.com. And MP3 downloads available?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And it's on video.
Oh, yes. With underwear.
There's always video. Underwear.
Yeah. FlamingFreedom.com. All right, let's continue here. You can bring up anything that you want. Derek J., you wanted to talk about a story that you pulled from the front page of freetalklive.com.
And yeah.
As we've mentioned, our listeners can go there and vote on things and also submit content. So this is the second story on the front page right now, submitted by Stem Dokken. What is going on in the UK?
Well, apparently a mystery road artist has been drawing pictures of penises around potholes in Bury, Greater Manchester, as a way to get the council to fix them. The potholes, don't get filled. They'll be there for months, says the artist, who goes by the name of Wanksy. People will drive over the same pothole and forget about it. Suddenly, you draw something amusing around it, and everyone sees it and gets it reported and fixed. He says his drawings have meant the potholes get fixed more quickly, although Bury City Council says that they already had a plan in place to deal with the issue.
Oh, yes. Coincidence. A total coincidence.
A spokesman for the council has he describes Wanksy's artwork as obscene. And urges him to stop his painting.
Now, well, is he anonymous? People don't know who he really is?
Apparently, okay. Yeah. I don't think Wanksy is public. Quote, the actions of this individual are not only stupid, but incredibly insulting to local residents, the Bury Council spokesman says. Has this person, for just one second, considered how families with young children, must feel when they are confronted with these obscene symbols walk to school?
We've had this actually happen here in Keene, New Hampshire. I don't know if you recall, last year during the Chalk War, there was a large penis that was drawn out in front of one of the businesses in downtown Keene. And someone... there's a local guy who's sort of a local politically active guy who actually witnessed the people who were drawing this. And he said it wasn't someone that he knew of to be a Free State Project participant or a liberty activist.
I would be surprised, yeah.
I would be too. But nonetheless, I was still somewhat amused by it just because, look, it's just a chalk drawing of a penis. I mean, this is not the end of the world. This is not a big deal. I mean, if you've talked to your kids about penises and vaginas, then there's one in chalk on the pavement. I mean, why is it such a big deal to people when they see this kind of stuff?
I mean, I don't know, because it's culture, because we come from a prudish, Puritan culture. Because when I go to Europe and Greece and Italy, there are penises all over the place, and nobody cares.
When you say all over the place, I mean, what does that mean?
On statues, on paintings, on walls, and in pieces
public.
Of art.
In
you can buy little statues that have penises. Is on them. I mean, big deal. Everybody's over it. I mean, it's been all of our ancestry in human history that we've had these
we've
things.
We've had penises for a long time.
So it's not new. And people freaking out about it being in a piece of chalk is, that's what's outrageous to me. And I think it's totally the puritanical culture. It's where we come from. It's because it's not the rest of the world that treats penises like this.
That's a good point. And, you know, with the paintings and sculptures, yeah, arguably the penises there are more realistic, right? I mean, those in most cases are, unless it's some sort of surrealist painting, it's usually generally as close to photorealistic as the artist can possibly get.
As the rest of the body.
Right. So why would a chalk penis be as offensive as those penises? I'm not saying one should be more offensive than
I think
another,
it's because of location, right? Like in a museum or in a place where you would expect works of art, even down a city street where you might expect works of art, seeing a penis there might not be a big deal. But when you're walking past a business that you're not used to it, or, you know, I don't know, you're talking about a place that's a little more family-oriented, maybe they would be offended by that. I can see why there is a time and a place for these types of drawings.
Yeah, I can understand why a business owner wouldn't want to have some salacious drawings out in front of their place of business. It certainly should be their property rights, and they should be able to determine those things. Unfortunately for the business owner, the property in question, at least in this case, in Keene with the chalking, was in front of their business, which is a downtown business, which means that the sidewalk is not actually owned by the business owner. It's public property. So, you know, yeah, they should have control over the front of their business, but unfortunately the city prevents them from doing that, which is one of the reasons why there's a panhandling problem, apparently, here in Keene. There's been some discussion about creating a panhandling ordinance to prohibit people from doing that, but the city attorney actually came back with the right response to the city council, which was, look, you can't do this. You can't prohibit someone asking another person, hey, can I have some money? Because it's a clear free speech violation to do that. So I think they've backed down on that. But as I pointed out on a recent blog post at freekeen.com, if business owners actually had the rights to the sidewalk in front of their business and further the parking spaces as well, if business owners, the property owners, had that property right,
they'd be more beautiful, for one.
Well, yeah, and they could take care of it in the way they felt was appropriate. So maybe the head shop with the porn store in the back wants to allow chalk penises out front, but the family-friendly McDonald's or the candy store downtown might not want to allow chalk penises. So each business owner would get to determine how the property was taken care of. And, of course, not having the government run the parking would also mean that we'd have a marketplace of ideas handling the parking situation as well. Mm-hmm. I think private property is the solution there, because then a business owner could prohibit a panhandler from being out front of their business. Whereas right now, because it's public property, there's a panhandler can stand out there all day long, and there's nothing the business owner can do about it.
I really prefer if business owners would own the sidewalks in front of their places, because I imagine it would be more colorful as well. They wouldn't just choose one drab slab
gray
of sidewalk. Yeah, they would like make it colorful. Like McDonald's would probably choose red or yellow,
right,
and it would be cute. Anyway, Wangsi uses a similar argument to the one you brought up to defend his art. He says, quote, it's not an actual photograph of an anatomical part. It's a drawing. It's artwork. The naked body is a thing artists have painted for years. There are sculptures that don't wear clothes. It's artistic expression. To be offended by that, here's another city council spokesman. Thank goodness he has a little bit of sense. He says, to be offended by that, you must be very prudish.
Yeah.
Not only is this vandalism, see, oh, he's got a different reason to be upset
vandalism.
About it.
Chalk is vandalism. Wait, was it chalk?
Yeah.
He did chalk.
No, it seems to be paint.
Oh, actual paint.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's like spray paint. he's got his own reasons to be upset by this. He's not prudish, though. Not only is this vandalism, it's also counterproductive. See, he's going to make the economic argument against Wangsi.
Well, I guess they do have to clean up the paint, right?
No, they don't, because look at these pictures. They don't even do that.
They
pothole over these things, or whatever you call it.
So they fill, right, so what you're showing me...
They're filling in the potholes, and then they don't even cover up the paint.
They did nothing. They did nothing at all.
But
the penis is larger than the pothole, so the penis sort of almost surrounds or intersects
the
pothole.
It has to draw attention to it. If it were in the pothole, it wouldn't work.
Good point.
So, but don't let him be dissuaded. He's going to make this argument anyway. Every penny that we have to spend cleaning off this graffiti is a penny less we have to spend on actually repairing the potholes. Well, that's not true because you didn't spend
apparently
a penny on
it. Spend anything. Yeah. All right, we'll come back with more here. You can share your thoughts. Plus, coming up, good news out of the Supreme Court. Doesn't happen that often, but there is a little bit of good news for in reference to drug dog searches. 855-453 is our toll-free number. You can share your thoughts with us here on Free Talk Live, and also Skype us at LRN.FM.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about chalk penises.
Paint penises.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. Paint penises that have been painted over and on top of and through, basically, the potholes.
To draw attention to the potholes in the road.
And where was this? Was it London or some town?
In Greater Manchester.
Oh, Manchester. In England.
Yes, in the UK. Bury.
So the painting that had been done, this artist Wanksy said he wanted to draw attention to the pothole problem. I mean, this is not just something that happens in Manchester. It happens in a lot of places, certainly here in New England. Bad roads. Roads go worse. They get worse faster when they're in cold weather, from what I understand. It has to do with the expansion and the contracting of things, you know, physics.
Water.
Yeah.
Water, like, breaks them apart, I thought. It gets into the cracks and then expands.
I think it's also the ground as well. I don't know if it's...
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I think probably both of those things, like the ground shifts or whatever, and with temperature changes, things expand and contract naturally, not just the water, but... Anyway, it's called frost heaves.
Yeah, and you also can't really repair the roads until it's warm enough weather.
Not effectively.
So if it's really cold where you are, there aren't that many opportunities to fix the roads.
Of course, I think a big question that should be asked is, well, you know, what kind of cool road technology would we have if we didn't have the government taking care of the roads?
Cool road technology would be anti-road technology. It would be flying cars.
Well, not everything can fly, right? Like, I mean, cargo planes would probably be a lot more expensive to operate than 18-wheeler trucks, for instance.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So, I mean, there's probably going to be, at least for the foreseeable future, a use for roads. But what we haven't had happen, Derek J., is the marketplace hasn't really been competing in the realm of roads. Like, there could be some kind of thing other than blacktop, you know, this tar-based stuff that they put down.
I don't know, it's pretty good.
You think so?
I mean...
It's old tech, isn't it? I mean, this is,
yeah,
like, decades-old technology.
Yeah, but so is the wheel. I mean... That's old tech, and we use that for roads. I'm just saying, asphalt or blacktop, whatever it is, it's rocky. You get a lot of traction with rubber. It's cheap, you know, easy to produce and easy to work with.
Not cheap when the government puts it on, though. I mean, they pay too much for it.
Like, there's this new type of technology. I don't know if you've heard about it, but they've got these machines that can roll over roads and repair them, like, as they go. So it's like this one big wide machine goes over the road.
Oh, yeah. I've seen a picture of that.
It chops up the existing road and, like, chunks it up and mixes it up with a couple of stuff. No, there are other ones that lay bricks as well, but this is just a recycling of the existing road, and it only adds, like, I don't know, 30%. It's like 30% of the cost or whatever to just, like, lay down a new road. Right. So it makes economic sense. Yeah. I don't know why more city governments aren't, like, jumping onto this as an opportunity unless they get some sort of kickback from the asphalt companies or something. I don't know.
No, I would guess normally it's the asphalt companies that are getting the money out of the city councils, right? Like, they're... I don't know.
I don't know how it works. I just know that this technology exists to recycle roads. It seems like a no-brainer to me, and it's not a big thing, like, anywhere yet.
Share your thoughts here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. So is there more about the painted penises? You got Wanksy, the artist over there, not to be confused with Banksy.
Yeah, and we got the offended city council over here. Not the prudish one. There was a prudish one at the beginning. And now this guy, he's making his economic argument, saying that... Well, you know, every penny that we have to spend cleaning off this graffiti is a penny less we have to spend on actually repairing the potholes. Wanksy, see, you're causing trouble. People are entitled to express their grievances to the council, but offending the public and wasting their council tax is not the way to resolve the situation. We understand and accept that residents are unhappy with the number of potholes in the borough, and we have a program of scheduled works to fix them. See? So we've got
right
a plan.
Yep.
Yes. Fear not, submitizens. We've got the plan.
Well, what do you think, Derek J? I mean, at first, I'm sorry, and I guess I misunderstood this during the beginning. I, for whatever reason was in a chalk mindset.
It's paint. Yes.
It's paint. That definitely is more of like a vandalism kind of thing. I mean, do you feel like Wanksy has done something wrong here?
No.
So you're okay with even painting these things? Like, to me, it wouldn't have bugged me if it was chalk, but paint might be going a little bit too far.
I don't know. I mean, I don't. I think this is like a nuanced one. Like, if I were going to be strictly libertarian here and stand by principles, I would say, no, you know, it's government property. I view roads, like, unlike most people who see it as, well, it's public property. I am public and I have every right to use it. I disagree with that. And I see this as government property. And I really try and, like, the roads are lava. I really try and not use them. And I try and not step on any government property because I want them to respect my property where I say, no, you can't enter my property and I won't enter yours. We can have this little, like, detente, right? We can coexist and keep it peaceful.
So you're saying if you think it's government property, then you would respect it and not support
painting? If I were standing on principle, yeah, that would be my position. But honestly, I'm saying no, I don't care. I think it's funny and go ahead and do it. It's great. Did draw attention. It did get the potholes fixed. And how else is he going to do it?
I think that I think you can also make an argument from principle that this is okay.
How so?
And I think the argument is that government property isn't legitimate property, that it is, you know, whether you call it public property or government property, it's, in my opinion, whatever it is the people calling themselves government have, whatever it is they claim to possess, whatever they claim to have ownership over, they don't. That it's actually public, that it's actually owned by everyone or owned by no one. But either way, it's certainly not owned by them because a thief cannot own the bicycle that he stole from you. That's still your bike. The thief stole it. Same thing with money. If the thief comes into your home and steals your money and then goes and, you know, paves a road with it, that's still not the thief's road. That's your road at that point because, you know, you have a claim to it, a rightful claim.
It's a slippery slope either way. I see where you're coming from, but it's a slippery slope either way.
And if it's your road, you have the right to put paint on it.
Yes, I follow.
So that's my principled argument for you.
I get it, but it's still... Don't you see that would lead to, like, the downfall and degradation of all sorts of roads? Like, you know about the tragedy of the commons.
Yes.
So if people treated all things as if they really were the commons, they would go too bad.
Which might encourage people to not make them common anymore, right? Like, if they, if you can show people the tragedy of the commons and explain
there
it to them.
There has to be another way without the destruction. That's what I'm hoping for.
But yet you support this.
Yeah, it's funny.
It is funny, and I agree with you. And I feel like you could make the argument that if you want to paint a penis on the road, you should be able to. And if somebody wants to come along and paint over it, they should be able to as well. Have you ever seen one of those graffiti walls in California once? I was at Venice Beach when I was out at a conference for talk radio. We took a break and went out to the beach with a friend, just kind of walked around. I'd never been out there before. And they actually have a wall, several of them, a few different ones of these things, where I don't know what the size of it is, but it's a wall that's large enough to where three or four men can stand on either side of it. And so you've got like one or two guys on this wall pretty much at all times during the day, just graffitiing, just constantly graffitiing.
Cool.
So over the period of a week, or however, maybe it's just a couple days, I don't know, but it won't take long for every single piece of graffiti on that wall to be covered up with more graffiti.
Yeah.
And it's a cool kind of like art, like a public art installation. But it's also tragedy of the commons in a way. It's Free Talk Live.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited here to dial in toll free. Share whatever is on your mind here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And these days, we use battery power on so many devices, it can be hard to keep track. Well, there's a new device that will help you keep your battery-powered devices up and running. It's called the Pocket Power Plus, and it's a source of backup power that's so small you can put it in your pocket or carry it in your purse or your glove box or maybe your briefcase. You're going to want to have this thing with you wherever you are because, well, it's going to help you out. When your smartphone's dead halfway through the day, the Pocket Power Plus can help you there. It's a breakthrough in portable power technology, and it's actually able to charge your laptop as well. In addition, it can deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power, including it can actually jumpstart a car in some circumstances. In fact, they give you a full accessory pack that has most of the adapters that you'll need, including those jumper cables. So go get your Pocket Power Plus for half price by visiting PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL, and you'll save even more on the Pocket Power Plus at PocketPowerPlus9.com. So we're talking about Tragedy of the Commons. And Wanksy, an artist in Manchester, England,
Bury, Greater Manchester,
has gone around into different parts of the city, or at least certain parts of the city, and has painted penises over top of some of the potholes that were there. And his intention was, and it worked, apparently, although city officials are denying that he was the reason for it, his intention was to get the potholes filled, because apparently people complaining didn't do the job. But once people complained about the penises, then that got the crews out there with the patching kits, and they went and they, you know, put new gravel or tar or whatever the heck it is that you put into a pothole to fill it up. And they did that, and so I guess Wangtze is proud of what he's done here, but the city officials are saying that he's a bad man because he's committed vandalism in this case. Now, I think there's a better argument that he vandalized the streets than, say, the people who've been arrested and prosecuted because they've painted other things on the streets. I don't know if you've, Derek J., if you've heard about the stories where, let's say, somebody feels like there needs to be a crosswalk added somewhere. They'll go out on their own volition and then add the crosswalk to the street, which is
great. Good on them. Take initiative.
I think so. I think that's great. And the city government, of course, doesn't think so because it makes them look bad.
Yeah, wait a minute. You need us. You need us to do that stuff.
Right. Only we can lay paint down on tar.
You can't take initiative.
So it makes them look bad. It makes them look impotent. It makes them look like, you know, that they're
like
slow.
Maybe we don't need them.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't want that. That's the last thing that they want is to be seen as unnecessary. So they come after these people with criminal charges.
Oh, yeah.
And it's sick.
Nothing will teach you how necessary you are like a good beating.
So, you know, I guess I'm curious to know if anybody out there, you know, how do you feel about this? I mean, did Wangtze cross the line by painting, using paint as opposed to chalk? Would it have been less offensive if it were chalk?
Because it wouldn't have worked because the next rain that comes, no one's going to, it had to be paint.
Yeah, I think so. And I don't think that it was wrong necessarily. I think that it's an interesting tactic. It certainly accomplished the goal that he set out to accomplish. And hey, it's tragedy of the commons. Nobody owns the streets. The government, I don't see, this is something I disagree with you.
Yeah, but that's a bad argument. Yeah.
Okay, well, what's a bad argument? Well, what's bad about it?
Because, okay, I get that you're right.
You're but right, you but it's a bad argument.
Do you see what the consequences would be? You do, because you know what tragedy of commons results in.
It can result in a mess. That's certainly true.
Yes.
But there are also people who care about the commons, right? So
no.
Yeah, there are. Look, all you have to do is go to the Schwelet Park here in Keene, and if you look around, you'll notice that there are signs that indicate that certain portions of the park have been donated by private organizations and individuals, and that
That's
there's a volunteer
true.
Group
yeah.
that I believe there is a volunteer group who takes care of that park, that they go and they plant flowers, you know, every spring they go out there and they take care of the park.
And you say, despite this, it is still a commons, even though there are these independent groups charge of it.
It's right. still a city park.
Right,
so,
I see.
Yeah, I mean, it's actually, I guess technically the city would claim that it's not a commons, that it's a park.
But it's not having a tragedy of the commons situation, thanks to these, like, private individuals. Is that your point?
Yeah, because there are people who are attending to it who care about it. They've sort of adopted the park, if you will. Now, there is still, I think, some level of city care going into that park. I don't know what the you know, the difference is between how many hours are put in by city employees versus volunteers. But nonetheless,
I don't know. I like people taking initiative, but I would like to see ownership as well. Like,
me too.
I think it would be cooler if the people were like, we'd like to buy this park from you.
I agree.
You know, so that's I guess that's the tack I would want to take, is I don't like to treat government property as if I have any claim to it, because I don't claim, like, once a robber steals, you use the analogy of a robber stealing your money and then using it to pave roads. Well, like, once a robber steals something from me, say he takes my guitar, I don't go and treat that guitar as if it's mine now. Like,
why not?
Because it's his now. That's
no,
how
it's not.
Stealing works.
Ownership
changes.
No. You do not legitimately own something that has been stolen. The thief does not own what has legitimately been.
No, but I can't take it back.
Yes, you can, and you have the right to take it back. Now, where it gets murky is when that guitar is given to someone else. When the guitar is taken to
a pawn shop. The guitar is sold and turned into a road? I can't take it back. I can't just destroy the road and be like, well, you took my guitar, and now I'm going to destroy your road. I mean,
Okay, we're getting... Hold on. I don't want to get lost in the weeds there. So, first of all, the government's not going to take your guitar to pay for the roads.
Okay.
They're going to take money to pay for the roads, which means that you have a claim over that road. If they used your money on that road, then you have a claim and you have the right to, in my opinion, use that road. But to go back to your point about the stolen person, the thief, and your right as the owner, there was a situation where my bike was stolen right off the front porch of this very LRN.FM studio. This was probably 5 years ago now that this happened. It was actually during the 420 celebrations that were going on. I think it was 2009 when that happened, so it might have been 6 years. Anyway,
by private criminals or government criminals?
By private criminals,
okay,
who stole the bike, and I didn't have any kind of... there's a security system here now, but at the time that didn't exist. And so I didn't know where that bike was, but I do know that Keene's a small place, and I figured I might possibly see that bike if I was out and about. So if I went downtown and just sort of walked around for a while, then I might actually encounter that bike. And sure enough...
Wow.
When I went down for a 420 celebration, I walked down to the 420. As I'm walking to the 420, this is the same day as the bike got stolen, I'm walking down to the 420. Two guys, two young men, probably no older than 18, walked by me on one of the main drags in Keene on Court Street, walked by me with a bike that looked almost identical to my bike. Now, maybe it wasn't my bike. Maybe it was just the same model number. But, you know, certainly, it's certainly
that
possible.
Happens.
That, right.
Yeah.
It's possible that other people in town had purchased this bike. I bought it from a, you know, an independent bike store in Keene. So there's, it wouldn't be unbelievable that someone else could have the same bike.
Sure.
And so, you know, I'm not just going to confront them and demand, you know, to prove that it's
hey,
a bike.
Hey, that's mine.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
okay. So what you do?
I'm being cautious, right? So I kept an eye on them because we walked in, we were walking in different directions. So as I got to the end of the street, I turned around and watched. them to see where they were going.
Okay.
And they went down one street in particular that happens to lead to the community kitchen, where a lot of you know, poor people in the area will go to get a free meal.
Oh, so, did they park their bike out front?
They did park the bike out
front
of the community kitchen. So I went to 420, and I, you know, took a little while and enjoyed the 420 celebration. And then after that, I walked over to the community kitchen. And that very same bike was parked in front of the community kitchen. So I wanted to make sure it was my bike. I wanted to verify. I did not want to take somebody else's bike, obviously.
Right.
So I wanted to make sure it was my bike. And so I went up to the bike, and lo and behold, it still had the little lock thing on it. Because I hanged the lock on. The reason why they were able to steal the bike is because it wasn't locked up. Right. So the lock was just sort of hanging from the bike. And it was still locked. So I went, put in my passcode into the lock. It opened the lock.
There you go.
As far as I was concerned, that was good enough for me. The odds that it was the same model bike with the exact same lock, with the exact same lock code, seemed pretty improbable. So I went ahead and repossessed the bike at that point.
That seems legit.
Yeah, because it was still my bike. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free numbers 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Tragedy of the Commons is the topic on the table at the moment. But, of course, you can bring up anything that you want. And if you want to support Free Talk Live, one way to do it is by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. There's also actually a link to Walmart, but enter either one of those, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of your purchase. Amazon's better, I think, because we probably get a little bit of a larger cut from Amazon, and you can get almost anything you need from Amazon, including groceries over at Amazon now. Huh. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think they're selling like fresh fruit or anything, but stuff that you could put on a shelf, that those kind of in a pantry.
Yeah,
those kind of groceries are available. So, once again, go to shop.freetalklive.com as we continue. Ian and Derek J in the studio here tonight. Oh, and your movie, by the way, Derek J, is also available at both Amazon and Walmart. So
that's true.
Yep. So if people have yet to see Victimless Crimes Spree, you can of course watch it for free online at victimlesscrimespree.com, but you can also order it through our Amazon link over at shop.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the tragedy of the commons. Do you have a right to use this government property? I say yes, because they stole your money and they used that on whatever, you know, parks or roads or sidewalks. And you said, Derek J, that you try to stay off of these things.
Yeah.
And I don't know how hard you're trying, because you can't really avoid them, right? Like, if you want to go outside of your home, you pretty much have to go via the roads or the sidewalks.
Yes, that's true.
So, in what way are you trying hard to stay off of these things?
I don't know. I try and follow the rules now, right? Like, I have a car that I haven't been driving because it's not registered.
Right.
And that, it frustrates me in one way, because it's like, there's no point in me not driving this car except for the fact that I'm afraid of what would happen if they'll
get
bad things to me. Yeah.
They could steal your car, at the very least.
So here's what my new strategy is. Like, I'm complying with what I can here with, like, okay, you want me to register my car before I use your roads? All right, fine. They're your roads, but I'm going to have a place of my own where I can have freedom, where you're not allowed. Okay. So if they can
Where's
have
that?
Property, I don't know, but I'm making it. if they can have property, I can have property. We can both coexist and be respectful of each other's rules. They want me to follow a couple
of
rules on the road.
They're not going to respect your rules.
Well, I am having
you're
the moral,
living in a fantasy
I'm
land.
Having the moral high ground here of being like, look, you can go and violate my property rights, but I'm going to respect property rights and set the example here.
Okay, now that's something. I can definitely respect that, but I don't think they have a right to property, and that's where I think what you're saying breaks down. I mean, I like the idea of trying to be better than them, no doubt about it, and setting your goals and your standards higher. I'm with you there. Don't use violence. That's their tool. So I'm on board that far.
Yeah.
But they don't have a legitimate right to anything they have, which is why I don't have a problem with things like painting a penis on a road, because it's not their property, nor is it anyone else's, so who cares? And further, you know, it wouldn't bother me if somebody put, I've always talked about, you know, sort of monkey wrenching with the government property. Like, if the Bearcat all of a sudden had all the air let out of its tires, that wouldn't bother me either. If somebody put epoxy in the front door locks of the police station, wouldn't bother me at all. I mean, those are all acts of vandalism.
I don't like the destruction, though. Wait, isn't there a better way, really, like, than destroying stuff? I don't want the air to be let out of the tires. I want them to abandon the property itself or sell it. I mean, sell it to someone who can use it. Don't destroy stuff.
Well, in that case, Derek, you can run for city council.
Yeah, that'd be fun. You know, give everything away, start selling the properties. I mean, that would be ideal. That's what I really want to see. I think that's a peaceful solution that makes sense.
I agree.
It's like the government claims to own this stuff. If you want them not to own it, you don't destroy it. You let them sell it.
Yeah, but they aren't going to sell it. They have no interest in doing anything of the sort. The city council voted overwhelmingly for this Bearcat. For those that don't know, the Bearcat is a ballistic-engineered,
armored
attack truck.
Counter-attack truck.
It's a tank. You can mount a 50 cal to the top.
It's not a tank. It has wheels, Ian. Don't have wheels.
The city council called it a tank. Two of the city councilors.
We could have our own tank.
Yeah, that's what they said during one of their meetings. And so the city council wants this thing. They want to appease the police. There's nobody who's proposed, except for maybe one city councilor. The majority of them are certainly not interested in getting rid of this thing. And I don't think you're seriously going to run for city council, but I think you should, because I think it'd be fun.
You should run on that platform.
Get rid of the Bearcat.
Yeah. All right.
I think that'd be popular.
In
the parking department, get rid of the Bearcat.
Yeah, what if I just... No, just the one issue. Single issue candidates.
Okay.
They have the best chance, don't they? Where, you know, you can really capture attention for like half a second when you're campaigning.
I think so. And there's also...
like Bearcat.
There's also the argument that the Bearcat is less popular than the parking department. So that's probably like a key
issue.
Yeah,
people
you could
will defend
on.
The parking. It's going to muddy the issues. I just want to keep it to Bearcat. If I could sell the Bearcat... That would be a huge victory. I mean,
you know,
if one person could get elected to city council and somehow do that, I don't even think they have the power to,
though. So here's the problem with the idea of selling the Bearcat, is that there may be a provision in the agreement with the federal government that they can't sell it. But I bet you could give it back. So would you support that? Like
give it back.
Right. That's if the agreement prohibited selling the Bearcat, then driving it back down to Lenco and dropping it off there and giving them the keys, here you go, we don't want it anymore, would that be acceptable?
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to drive it. I would want to make the chief of police drive it, and then you have to walk home.
Oh, that would be awesome. Unfortunately, by the time the election happens, that same chief of police may not be the chief of police
anymore. Make him do it anyway.
The old guy.
Bring him back.
If you want your pension, you got to go for a walk, buddy.
Yeah.
So let's go to your calls and thoughts. We do have Jerry on the line in St. George. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so I'm a little confused. You said the roads aren't theirs. I'm assuming you're referring to the government.
That's correct. The government acts like they own things, but they don't, in my opinion, legitimately own anything, because everything they own was garnered through the threat of violence and stealing.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. So you're saying because they didn't go about it the right way to possess it, they don't possess it? I mean, it's still theirs.
Oh, no, they possess it. Like, they will do things to you. They will hurt you if you mess with the things that they consider to be theirs. But legitimately, they don't have any control. I mean, to my mind, they don't have any legitimate ownership over it.
Well, they do. And the reason they do is because the government, as you're referring to, is the people. The problem is...
No, it's not.
The problem is the people don't care about what the government is anymore, and the people let a very few run the rest of them. idea of what we have in this country is the government, is the people, is the government, is kind of a, I don't want to say fantasy, but it's just,
it's ridiculous. It's the idea that the government is the people is just an absurd thing that the government people say. The supporters of government love that particular line because it sort of pawns off responsibility for what the government people do. Like, oh, well, we're you. We're just you enforcing on yourself or something like that.
Yeah, but you can't – you don't want – I guess you could, but you don't want just everybody doing whatever the heck they want, whenever they want, writing penises all over everything.
Well, in that case, you should have private property.
You can't have anarchy. Well, you could have anarchy, but I don't want anarchy.
Well, look, I'm not arguing for anarchy here. I'm arguing for private property, wherein if you have private property and people believe in the idea of private property and respect private property, then a private property owner can decide what should be allowed and what shouldn't be allowed.
Well, and I think we used to have in this country private property, but we're getting away from that because people, the voters, the government, is just complacent. They're letting a few bully the rest, and... Personally, I think a lot of it's through education and lawmaking and attorneys. You know, they've educated themselves to the point of circumventing everybody, and they're doing that with laws that the people are just like, yeah, sure, that sounds good at first, and then it gets worse and worse, and it snowballs, and here we are, you know.
Yeah, and then it's hard to really undo that.
It's going to get so bad. It's getting to the point now where it's getting so bad that I do believe the people will wake up and take it back. So the people will take the government back. It's just
how are they going to do that, though? What does that look like?
Well, we do have the right to own weapons in this country. That hasn't gone. That'll be the very last right they take from it. And
are you suggesting that people should storm City Hall with weapons? I mean, what are you getting at there?
No, I'm saying they should hang on to their weapons because when it comes down to it, Japan, from what I understand, didn't invade this country in World War II. Because they said that they knew every household, for the most part, had a gun.
Yeah,
so that,
yeah, that much is true.
That'd be a tough fight to fight.
And Jerry, thanks for the call, man.
All right, man.
I agree with you on that point. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. And that's one of the reasons why the government doesn't just roll right in with tanks. There are people with guns, and they know it. It's Free Talk Live.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Grainger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over a million products across almost every category, Grainger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the BrightsideBend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.